We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight Desiree Coleman Jackson, better known as Miss Kadesh. How are you?
I'm doing just great. I'm just blessed, highly favored, and excited about everything that God is doing.
Okay. It has been a while since we've heard from you, so what have you been up to?
Well, you know, I've been up to so many different things. My husband and I, most of the listeners may know Mark Jackson, who was an NBA player, went on to commentate, and then went on to coach the Golden State Warriors. And, well, we've been pastoring a church for 5 years now. The church is called True Love Worship Center International in California. So we kind of been giving all of our life and time to that. So I've been doing that, as well as I just released a new single, which I have a new project being released in January called Love. So there's like, I could go across the board. There's a number of things that I've been doing.
Okay, so you have been very busy, we see.
Yes, I have been very busy. God has been blessing, and lives have been being changed. And, you know, I have a mentoring group called Ladies in Destiny. And, you know, throughout my life, I've always wanted to not just enjoy the talent that God has given me, but become a world changer. And again, with pastoring, that's one vessel. With Ladies in Destiny, that's another vessel. And with my music, singing, Broadway, and acting, that's another vessel. So I've been busy, but God's been faithful, and He's been good.
Speaking of singing and acting and being on Broadway, you became known as a child singing sensation with the hit play Mama, I Wanna Sing. And you're known for that, what is it, 5-octave range? Tell us about that.
Well, in the show, it featured some really high singing. And, you know, as a child, I grew up just kind of hearing my mom play people like Denise Williams and Minnie Riperton. And just singing in the hairbrush, I realized one day that I was able to reach those same notes and kind of just added it into, you know, my music and my style. So, yeah, I guess it's a little high.
Well, Desiree, I've sung in a hairbrush for years. I can't sing like you.
Wow. Guess what? I can't talk like you.
Oh, go ahead now. Our guest, Desiree Coleman Jackson, Kadesh and
Kadesh.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay. You know, the name Kadesh comes from, it was prophetically spoken over my life. And if you take the Arabic word in Hebrew and you kind of break it up, Des becomes Kadesh. And it's the prefix and all these different things. So it means a place of battle, a sanctuary, a place of victory. So everything that I've been through in my life all the way up until now, I've overcome. So I am a living place of victory, also a place of battle, because I've been through battle. So it's as if, you know, God just changing your name and saying, you are Kadesh because you've been through, but you are also victorious.
What is the inspiration behind your new single, Strip?
The inspiration behind Strip comes from, you know, a living testimony, a testimony where I went through some things, even in my marriage, a situation which some knew publicly and some didn't. And after being married 17 years, and, you know, any marriage is going to go through some stuff. So basically, 17 years of marriage, and now 4 years of marriage, I went through a time where, you know, we went through issues, and the song says, just strip, take off your pride, take off your hurt, so that someone else can see God. See, we have to change lives through our testimony. How can someone know that God can do it for them if they haven't seen it? So this song says that God can heal your marriage. He can heal your family, no matter what you've been through. If we begin to take off all of our pride and hurt and self-hatred and all those things, and let people see the true Christ in us, that's when their lives can be changed.
R&B stations, mainstream stations are picking up Strip. How does that make you feel?
You know, it makes me feel really a little overwhelmed at times, because, you know, as a gospel artist, you know, you want people to understand how serious you are about spreading the good news as an R&B artist. Not that I'm an R&B artist, but, you know, it's off, they're often talking about love. So you have to say, how can I change things? And because there's always sex, sex, sex. And there's more to talk about other than sex. So the fact that they both are even interested in the song Strip, it makes me feel great. It makes me feel like not just that I'm reverent, but that the words are once again are life changing, and it's making people take notice. So I'm excited about that.
You mentioned Love, which will be released in January. What can we expect from Love?
You could expect from the CD Love just that. Lyrics that talk about love, lyrics that talk about pain, lyrics that talk about Jesus, lyrics that talk about the Savior, lyrics that talk that heal. I think the project is very healing. I talk about in one song that I'm broken. The song says, though I may be broken, I'm really not broken, because I may feel like I'm broken, but God's going to handle it. God's still going to work it out. And what that means is, you know, you may be going through situations and feel like you're broken, but you're really not broken. It's just a feeling, you know. So everyone, I think, is going to get different things out of this project. There are melodies that are really urban-driven or R&B-driven, and then there's some that's just really pretty or put you in a mind of worship. But I think for me, I'm really showing my true self. You know, some people say, oh my God, you got such a beautiful voice, I only want to hear worship. But that's not only what I'm called to. I am called to only worship God, but I'm called musically to reach the masses. And I think that's what this CD is going to do.
Word has it that you sung for Tyler Perry's birthday party a couple of weeks ago. How was that?
That was the greatest experience of my life, one of the greatest experiences of my life, because, you know, he had us to sing what he wanted us to sing. And one of the songs that he chose for me to sing was called The Impossible Dream. Now, while I heard the song before, I never really listened to the song. Dynamic, incredible song. So I'm up there on stage singing, and, you know, I'm amongst my peers, from everyone from that, just everyone in the industry. And I'm singing the song, and I get stumped right at like one line, and I'm looking like, oh Lord, what am I going to do? All these people. And coming, walking down the middle of the aisle is Tyler Perry, like a movie. It was unbelievable. And he comes and he stands next to me and he holds me around my waist and he begins to feed me the words. And the crowd just began to get on their feet and people began to cry. And it was the most surreal experience because, again, for me, coming back out of just being away in ministry for 5 years and then coming back amongst my peers, like, you know, these are people that are blowing. They had Jennifer Holliday and it's just so many people, awesome people. And just to have that experience where he came and supported me, it was almost as if God was wrapping his hands around me and saying, look, daughter, I got you. And, you know, sometimes, wow, as well as I can sing, my knees shake too. Don't get it twisted. So I had a moment, and he just came and rescued me, and it was the most, I mean, if we could have got that on tape, that would have been the best ending of a movie. It was incredible.
Wow.